This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. The Union Cabinet has approved two major highway projects to boost road infrastructure in Maharashtra and Odisha. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs cleared the construction of a 374-kilometer, six-lane access control greenfield Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor in Maharashtra.
आज जो अप्रूव हुआ है वो नासिक से सोलापुर का कॉरिडोर अप्रूव हुआ है.
Today, the Nashik-Solapur corridor has been approved. This corridor is very important. It will connect many major cities and several large industrial centers. Its construction will be completed in 2 years. It is a 374-kilometer project and an investment of 19,142 crore will be made in it. This project will reduce the distance between Nashik and Solapur by 14% and travel time by significantly reduced by about 45% between Chennai and Surat.
Time significantly kam hogi, 45% reduce hogi between Chennai and Surat.
Mr. Vaishnav said the project will generate about 251.06 lakh man days of direct employment and 313.83 lakh man days of indirect employment. The Union Cabinet also approved the widening and strengthening of existing two-lane to two-lane with paved shoulder of NH-326 in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Union Cabinet, which has approved the widening and strengthening of NH-326 in Odisha, is an important project. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it will make travel faster and improve connectivity across Gajapati, Raigarh and Koraput. The Prime Minister also said the Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor is aligned with PM Gati Shakti. He said this transformative project will strengthen west-to-east connectivity, boost logistics and generate large-scale employment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi. This marked a significant milestone in a decade-long journey of cooperative, outcome-driven governance under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed 5 critical infrastructure projects across sectors, including road, railways, power, water resources and coal. During a review of PM Shri scheme, the Prime Minister emphasized that the PM Shri scheme must become a national benchmark for holistic and future-ready school education. India successfully conducted a salvo launch of 2 Pralay missiles off Odisha coast in quick succession. The missile was launched as part of user evaluation trials. The test was carried out by Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO. The Pralay missile is a surface-to-surface short-range ballistic missile with a strike range of about 150 kilometres to 500 kilometres. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said, after the Pran Pratishtha of Ram Lalla in Ayodhya, the city has become the centre of religious and spiritual tourism, and Lord Ram's glory illuminates not only in India but the entire world. The Defence Minister, accompanied by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, took part in the second anniversary celebrations of the consecration of Lord Ram Lalla at the Sri Ram Janbhumi Temple in Ayodhya. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh said, during Operation Sindoor, India adhered to Lord Ram's teachings on righteousness. The world is welcoming 2026 with a bang as revelers enjoy fireworks and parties to bring in the new year. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati became the first country in the world to welcome 2026. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to citizens of the country and abroad on the eve of New Year. And that's the end of this news bulletin.